During the COVID-19 pandemic, Elizabeth Holenick has turned to toys from her childhood to deal with worry and stress. She started bringing Lego toys to work to build things out of the colorful blocks with her coworkers. She also started playing with Silly Putty, a toy made of special rubbery material that changes colors. Playing with the Silly Putty, she said, brought her comfort. I always need something to be tinkering with, and that's probably the safest bet for me to stick with a toy, versus keep trying to figure out how to fix cars or something like that, said Holenick, who is 37 years old and lives in New Jersey. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, many adults turned to toys to remember feelings from their childhood. The stresses from the worldwide health crisis only grew that trend, said Jim Silver. He is editor-in-chief of TTPM, a toy review website. Many toy makers see adults' interest in toys as a long-lasting thing, even after the pandemic fully ends. This so-called kid-adult market is a big part of the toy industry. The market is the second fastest growing group after customers aged 12 to 17. Some toy companies are creating new products, services, and websites designed for the older group. For example, Mattel's American Girl Cafe recently added alcoholic drinks to their menu after seeing adults show up without children. American Girl makes popular, costly dolls. Last year, the company Build-A-Bear launched a website called Bear Cave for customers 18 and over. Products include a stuffed rabbit holding a bottle of wine. Even the fast food restaurant McDonald's is marketing to toy-loving adults. It released its adult Happy Meals in October. McDonald's president and CEO Chris Kempczinski said the company sold half of its supply of collectible toys in the first 4 days of the special deal. The Lego Group has been increasing its products for adults since 2020. It now has 100 toys designed for older customers. Among the most popular toys for adults are Star Wars and Harry Potter-linked Lego sets. That information comes from NPD Group Incorporated, a market research company. Genevieve Cruz is senior director at Lego. She said, "The pandemic certainly served as a catalyst for this trend, as adults found themselves stuck at home with nothing else to do, with a lot of time on their hands." Cruz added, "We do believe that the trend goes beyond the pandemic." I'm Ashley Thompson.